This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I don't know if you saw this in the New York Times the other day, but there's not enough cream cheese in the greatest city in the world. A schmear shortage, if you will, for New York bagel eaters. Yes, a niche example, I grant you, but clearly the supply chain mess has trickled down to all the various corners of the economy, and a lot of businesses just can't get the goods they need. And that is not good. On the other hand, though, the jankiness that is this supply chain right now has created opportunities for some smaller businesses because they are small and more nimble. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that one.
We know the congested supply chain is affecting car production, imports of furniture, electronics. Honestly, is there anything it's not affecting?
There's this crazy tuxedo shortage in America right now.
Ken Gidden runs Rothmans, a men's clothing store in New York. He's been able to navigate that shortage because he has more vendors than his larger competitors. Big department stores sell to the masses, whereas Rothmans curates the clothes it sells and the suppliers it buys from.
I'm staring at a board with 100 different vendors listed on it. You know, in each category, I might have 10 guys.
Because of that long list of suppliers, the tuxedo shortage wasn't such a big deal for Rothmans.
We were there to come through for a lot of wedding parties when, you know, the big department stores weren't able to do that.
Rothmans has another advantage over big department stores. They have to buy thousands of products at a time from suppliers. Rothmans doesn't.
Maybe they have 100 units left of a great sport coat rather than the 10,000 that a department store was looking for. And so we may be able to buy that and buy it maybe at a better price.
Other small businesses have gained an advantage because they bulked up on inventory months ago.
I was just afraid to be in a situation where, you know, we sell out and then I can't get more product out to customers for months.
That's Brandilyn Green. She runs Voice of Hair, a company that makes hair products for women of color. At the start of this year, she ordered extra plastic bottles, caps, and labels for the new shampoos and conditioners she planned to launch so that her manufacturers had what they needed to produce them on time.
They might be ready to produce, but if they don't have packaging, they're not going to start your order. So then you'll wait months and months just for that packaging to come in.
Stocking up on packaging paid off. Green launched her products in July. She was able to start selling them on Amazon. Meanwhile, a lot of her competitors were struggling.
I mean, I have definitely seen like other brands who sell similar products where they just weren't able to do any holiday sales or they've been out of stock for months. I'm in Facebook groups where people were asking to buy packaging from each other.
Some small businesses have been able to step up and deliver products when their larger competitors can't.
Really, the supply chain thing has been more of an opportunity than a problem.
Jennifer Curran is the CEO of Sadie Rose Baking Company near San Diego. She recently got a call from a large local client of hers. It needed partially cooked pizza crusts, but its regular vendor couldn't deliver.
In fact, we already were making a very similar product, so we were able to do it right away, although it was in pretty large quantities, so we had to ramp up pretty fast.
The bakery had been making its pizza crust by hand. Because of the new demand, Michael Lippman, Curran's husband and the bakery's president, has been modifying a dough production line to make pizza crusts more efficiently.
We're having some special dies made to where it will cut perfect 10-inch circles for us, and the line will then take them and put them onto pans, and then we bake them after that.
As a result, he says the bakery will be able to churn out pizza crusts faster. It also owns its own delivery trucks, so no hassles with shipping. And it's a lot closer to the client than the old supplier.
There's not much of a supply chain. It's from us to somebody down the street or up the highway, a couple of exits.
Bottom line, because Sadie Rose Baking Company is a small business, it can make decisions quickly.
It's just me and my husband, and we can have a quick talk between the two of us, loop in our operations manager, and then go ahead and start testing a product the next day.
Curran says the new line of business is going to help the bakery's sales bounce back closer to where they were before the pandemic. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.